Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. It's going to continue to feel like summer in Minnesota for most of the week. National Weather Service meteorologist Melissa Dye says some parts of the state reached 90 degrees on Memorial Day.
Yesterday we got pretty warm, and today and tomorrow are going to be no different. So we'll see highs mid to upper 80s, some low 90s across, especially like southwestern Minnesota, which is our typical hot spots.
The forecast through the first half of June calls for above normal temps and very little precipitation. State lawmakers passed a $1.2 billion bonding bill at the end of the legislative session. That's 2 years in a row for a bonding bill. Bradley Peterson with the Coalition of Greater Minnesota Cities says the money is a necessary fix all around the state.
There's also lots of local projects that are funded otherwise, and that was something that was missing from last year's bonding bill, so that it's good that communities across the state are getting some dollars for not only the wastewater and water treatment, but also local transportation projects or civic buildings.
Peterson says the one disappointment was the appropriation of only $15 million to remove lead pipes for drinking water. A strong Memorial Day weekend at Canterbury Park is fueling optimism for the racing season ahead. The Shakopee track drew more than 21,000 fans and posted nearly $3 million in wagers over 3 days. The solid turnout comes after another legislative session where a sports betting bill failed to pass. Despite the setback, officials say trainers, jockeys, and owners remain upbeat about the months ahead. Canterbury's live racing season continues through September 19th. And livestock producers are adjusting to rising input costs related to the conflict in the Middle East. Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association Executive Director Caitlin Root says it's unreal how fast fuel prices have gone up.
I was talking to a producer the other day that's like, man, with this drought and we're trying to get hay to Nebraska and Kansas, it's really a pretty horrible time for these fuel prices to rise.
Root says, thankfully, strength in the cattle market is helping producers handle increasing costs. In other headlines, Roseville police say a missing 6-year-old has been found safe. Cameron Simmons was reported missing this morning. Officers and search crews canvassed the area using drones and canine teams. Just after 2:30 this afternoon, police confirmed the child had been located and is safe. If you're out enjoying one of Minnesota's state parks or trails, there's a few things you can do to avoid coming across a bear. BearWise coordinator Franklin Whitaker says avoid leaving food trash or scraps.
We recommend double bagging your food when you're out hiking, and make sure that if you pack it in, you're packing out, including all your trash. Don't leave peels or cores. It's still food scraps that then helps the bear associate that trail or campsite with a food reward.
You can visit the DNR's website for more bear-related tips. And a Center City man is facing 15 felony charges for failing to file tax returns. The Minnesota Department of Revenue says Travis Burgess didn't file personal or business taxes for several years despite earning income. Prosecutors say he owes more than $71,000 in taxes, penalties, and fines. This is MNN.